All right, greetings everyone. This is Chris Dixon, and I am back with another episode and discussion here on the Tunnel Vision Podcast. Hope y'all are doing good and well. And on this particular discussion, going to be very brief, this particular episode, because I actually made a video for this particular topic. I shared it to my YouTube channel, and I also have the link posted in the description box of this particular episode, so that you can actually see the video through Spotify and other podcast platforms that you're using. But pretty much I gave a visual tutorial video on how to work with the 72 angels of the Shemha Mephiresh and the 72 daemons of the Ars Goetia together, in which this form of magic is called Solomonic magic, or the magic of King Solomon. The angels are also known as the Greater Keys of Solomon. The Goetia are known as the Lesser Keys of Solomon. But these particular spirits, both the celestial and the infernal, they all work together, so to speak. They are not against each other. They don't have any type of war, you know, going on between each other. They do have their differences for the most part, but they still work together for the evolution of humanity. So when you understand King Solomon, you know, King Solomon in the occult is highly revered as a very powerful master magician, okay? Was also considered the wisest man in the Bible, so to speak. But in the text known as the Testament of Solomon, which is a text that did not make it into the Bible. It's a text that you have to read, you know, separately. In this particular text, King Solomon is given a magical ring with the hexagram on top of it from the Archangel Michael. In this particular hexagram, also known as the Seal of Solomon, he utilized this particular ring to bind 72 demons to this particular ring to help him build his temple. From the Islamic perspective, he summoned the jinn, okay? In Islam, you have the angels and then you have the jinn, okay? But regardless of the perspective that you're looking at it from, he summoned the infernal, okay? Pretty much just showing how powerful he was as a magician. So that's why in the occult, he is looked up to as a very powerful magician slash sorcerer, all right? So this is the form of magic that is attributed to Solomon, all right? Very powerful system. It's good for beginners, of course, even though there are some spirits in both the Goetia and even within the celestial sphere of things. There's some that are not so beginner friendly, okay? And there are some that are beginner friendly, okay? But it all depends on your study, you know, studying the spirits, and getting a thorough understanding of what they're about, okay? So the books that I have on this form of magic, for the template that I used, or the book that I used for the template in the video primarily, is called The Magic of Angels and Demons, Practical Rituals for the Union of Power by Henry Archer. And this particular book is very excellent because he pretty much puts together the angels and the demons in which, you know, will work out best, you know, working with each other and carrying out a vast variety of rituals. It's like 400 rituals total in this book in which these spirits work together in carrying out. So he put together, you know, an angel and a demon that he felt would be very powerful, you know, working together. Okay, so the forces are already, you know, put together, so to speak. But this particular book is excellent to have. Just to read the background on the back. This underground magic can satisfy your desires and meet your needs while protecting you, bringing fortune, influence, passion, justice, and money. Combine the magic of angels and demons, and you get an unheard of way to control your life. The union of power is a priceless method for tasking the angels and demons without any sacrifice or confusing rituals. Discover sigils and methods that have been kept secret until now. There are hundreds of books about the 72 angels and thousands of books about the demons of the Goetia, but there has never been anything like this. The harmony of power is created by getting the demons to operate in the realm where they thrive. They are overseen by the wisdom and might of the angels. The magic is safe, comprehensive, and uncomplicated. You get to use over 400 spectacular powers, and all can be adapted to create thousands of magical outcomes. The huge range of powers gives you great freedom and means this book could be the focus of your magic for a long time, with solutions for almost any problem. These secrets are backed up by a lifetime of research, and all the proof that you need is provided. The joy is discovering that this staggering magic can bring you a remarkable life. Henry Archer has written an extraordinary masterwork of thrilling ideas that finally unlock the magic of angels and demons. So this is an excellent book to get, along with Daemonolatry Goetia by S. Conley. And this particular book is strictly on the Goetia, okay? And then the next book to get is The 72 Angels of Magic, Instant Access to the Angels of Power by Damon Brand. And this is on the 72 Shemha Mefarash. All right. But when you're dealing with the terms, you know, angel and demon, you know, the term angel means messenger, okay? And they're actually titles, okay? Both of them are. Angel simply meaning messenger. And the word demon, you know, when you trace its etymology, or trace it back to its original etymology, which is coming from the Greek language, and the Greek word would be daemon. And the word daemon simply means wise spirit, all right? Also means a guiding spirit, along with genius, okay? One's genius, which is literally your higher self, so to speak. And the term genie is, you know, coming from the word genius as well. And of course, like I said, from Islam, you can read about the jinn. You can study the Quran, Jinn magic is very powerful, and I'm going to talk about that form of magic on a later episode. But you can read about the Jinn in Arabian magic and Islamic folklore, so to speak. But the word demon, you know, didn't have a negative meaning until later on down the line. But originally, it had a divine meaning to it, so to speak. And the Gawaisha, they're still angels, okay? These would be classified as the so-called fallen angels, or the angels that rebelled, so to speak, according to mainstream religious theology, so to speak. I personally like to say they simply left the celestial realm, okay? I don't like to say they got kicked out or were cast down, you know, because it puts them in a negative spotlight, you know, pretty much just, you know, keeping people in the mindset that they are evil, rebellious spirits, and that is not what they primarily are, okay? They just simply saw things differently than the other angels, okay? Along with Lucifer, so to speak. And that's why Lucifer and, you know, a plethora of angels, you know, ended up leaving, okay? You also have, you know, a group of angels that left, known as the Watchers, okay? That are mentioned in the book of Enoch, okay? Some of the Watchers stayed in the celestial realm as well, and then some left, so to speak. So these particular angels that left the celestial realm, they did not lose their divine abilities and attributes, okay? They simply lost their celestial makeup, so to speak. But they are still very powerful angels and spirits that are of high intelligence, okay? Of course, along with the celestial angels, these are very powerful spirits to work with, okay? I've been working with them for a while. Solomonic magic is one of the first systems of magic that I got into. And I have grown and evolved significantly in my work, in my magic. My meditations have gotten better, you know, various things, you know, that I've seen results in. So this form of magic is very powerful to work with. It's really just understanding, you know, how the spirits operate. Both the celestial angels and the infernal spirits, you know, they can carry out, you know, malevolent things, but that is not primarily their nature, okay? You know, every spirit is capable of causing some type of problem and destruction concerning human beings, but for the most part, you know, if you keep, you know, a good heart, you know, you're in this for the right reasons, and you take magic seriously, you know, you don't have to worry about these particular things happening, okay? A lot of the times these things happen, you know, when it comes down to working with spirits, is because an individual, you know, made bad approaches, you know, to working with them, just using them for you know, mundane things, you know, not really seeking to work with them for spiritual growth, you know, and magical growth. You know, if you work with them for, you know, these particular things, you know, magical growth and spiritual growth, you know, you don't have to worry about any type of dangerous things happening in your work, okay? These things can only happen if, you know, if you get out of line, you know, with the spirits, you know, being disrespectful, you know, and things like that, you know, not approaching them with respect, you know, that'll be the only time where they can, you know, flip the script, so to speak. But for the most part, the Gawaisha are not malevolent in their nature. Neither are the angels, okay? They can definitely help you in various aspects of your life, okay? Just approach them, you know, like I said, with respect. You know, make sure you are studying the spirits very thoroughly that you are getting ready to work with, okay? And you'll be good. You don't have to do a whole lot in your rituals. The magic is definitely straightforward, okay? And just seek, you know, to keep it that way. You know what I'm saying? If you discover some other ways that you can amplify your magic, you know, do so. But always remember, you don't have to be, you know, extra, you know, with your work. That's pretty much all I wanted to touch base on for this particular episode. Check out the video on this particular form of magic that I uploaded. I did want to add in to, almost forgot, each of the 72 angels and the 72 Goetic spirits, they all oversee and command legions of their own, okay? So each of the 72 angels, they have legions of other angels that they pretty much command and oversee, as well as the Gawaisha, you know, each of the 72 Gawaisha, they have their own legions that they command and oversee. So they all have their own emissaries up under them, you know, which makes, you know, these spirits and this form of magic more powerful when you understand it. So you have, you know, pretty much a whole entire, you know, army, you know what I'm saying, to work with. So, you know, just take that into consideration too. But yeah, man, that's pretty much all I had for this particular episode. Take your time with this form of magic. You know, don't rush through it. You know, just make sure you're being practical with what you are desiring, okay? That's all I got for this particular episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. Check out the video, and I will talk to you all on the next episode. Peace.